You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Lady Gaga, paparazzi, looking back this morning. Snow FM, Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, I saw this story overnight. I wanted to let you know about it. A woman in Florida heard a bit of a knocking at her door. Thought, someone's knocking my front door very aggressively. It turned out not to be a person.
What was it?
Turned out to be two massive alligators fighting.
Hot damn.
I think we've got a quote from her here.
All of a sudden, there was a loud pounding. And that's when I got involved because there was, I mean, it sounded like somebody was desperate and pounding on my front door and needed some help.
So like any good Facebook
friend. I mean, in all honesty, Jordan, when there's loud pounding going on, I wouldn't answer the door. I don't get involved.
I reckon if I heard what sounded like two massive animals like alligators fighting outside the front of my door, I probably wouldn't open it. I might peer through the keyhole or try and look through a window.
Have you had any brush with local wildlife at your front door?
Well, here's the thing. That's what I was going to get to. Because I reckon there would be a fair bit of this all around the Snowies.
Yeah.
Of, like, wildlife and animals just at your front door, and you kind of open it and get a bit of a surprise. When I was growing up back in state, in the city, we always had a lizard. It was no more than like 30 centimetres or so.
Oh, was it a little bluey, blue tongue, or what was it? Like a...
Perhaps, I don't know.
Okay, right. Didn't do your, you know...
No.
Didn't pick it up?
No.
We were picking up lizards all over the place in my joint. We had a little blue lizard lived in a wood pile.
I'm not surprised.
We did.
I know, but this little lizard that kind of lived out the front of our family, my family house growing up, always liked to sit right on the doorstep. So just outside the front door, there's a bit of a step down to go out into the outside world because that's where the morning sun would shine.
That's right, yeah. So it's like a nice warm little spot.
Exactly. I mean, and it's slightly raised, so it gets more sun. It would be a perfect place for a lizard to sit there and sunbake if it wasn't for the fact there was a family of four rushing out the door, probably half asleep and, let's face it, late, trying to get to work and school.
So how did you guys get on with the lizard? Did you guys coexist?
Well, there was, for a time.
Right. Because...
And then there was one particular morning where we were in a bit of a rush and we didn't do what we normally did, which is look down and kind of shoo the lizard away.
Oh, no.
And the lizard,
Not Django. Did you name him?
No, I didn't.
Didn't name him?
No, we just called him the lizard.
Lizards are people too, man.
But Simo, I reckon you would have had a couple of brushes with nature at your front door.
Oh, yeah. I've had brushes with nature all over the joint. We had a blue-tongued lizard that lived in a wood pile. I had a peacock showing up at the back door. Numerous other animals.
You should say, Simo didn't live in a zoo.
No.
This wasn't like one of those kids' TV shows where it's like, oh, Melvin owns a zoo.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It was kind of like just coexisting peacefully with the lizards, really. Because they always say that, I don't know if this is true, mind you, but they always say it's good to have a lizard on your property or like in your house / around the place.
Okay.
Because snakes don't like lizards. So if you've got a bluey or if you've got, you know, like...
Well, it's always good to have a T-Rex in your house because... Snakes don't like T-Rexes either.
You know, it's
and
all,
nor do lizards.
It's all about having, you know, the bigger stick than the other guy. So if you've got a lizard, that's another upgrade.
That's one way of putting it. But Simo, I reckon this sort of thing happens all the time, especially around the snowy. So get on the phone now, give us a call. 64572977. What animal have you seen at your front door?
We had a colleague here at the station who had a kangaroo go absolutely gangbusters at his front door.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like damaged the... Because they're massive.
Yeah.
And he was like, he didn't know what was happening out the front. He was like, is that... thunder? Because they make a hell of a lot of noise.
Well, so what, the kangaroo was just thrashing about or jumping about
the front door?
Because
he lives slightly up some stairs.
Yeah.
And so somehow managed to get up on kind of this like little balcony entry point, you know, put dents in the door, dents in like the balcony fence, and then like hopped away. Powerful creatures, the roos.
Who was the colleague? Is it the person I'm pointing to now?
Yeah, that guy. Could you imagine?
I, out of all the people to find a kangaroo, Jesus.
The panic would set in. Cosby Sweater Now, the Hilltop Hoods. You're on Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you.
Watch me. Simo and Jordan.
Maroon 5, Sunday morning for your Tuesday morning. 23 minutes gone on your 9 o'clock. And for the latest on the COVID-19 restrictions, make sure you check out nsw.gov.au.
Yes.
However, I have been having a cheeky look at how things are going overseas.
Okay.
Now, the UK, they've put out something called the Health Protection, in brackets, Coronavirus Restrictions Regulations 2020 Bill.
Oh,
okay.
Catchy name.
I know, right? Yeah, it really rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
However, people have noticed that the bill, the restrictions that are put in place might make it difficult for you to show a bit of care, loving, close attention to the significant other inside the safety of your own home.
Okay.
Okay, so that brings us to now, which is time for a love chat. Love a good love chat.
We're talking about that chat. Type of... Okay, I'm with you now.
Enjoyable. Okay, so they've got a whole bunch of new coronavirus rules, which are as follows. You ready? Blah, 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 blah.
No, they're the rules. I hope the UK government's better than that.
No.
Right, coronavirus, what you can do is blah, 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 blah. See you later, guys.
No person may participate in gathering which takes place in a public or private place indoors and consists of two or more persons.
Okay. Okay, I mean, right. Now that's the social distancing and all that sort of stuff.
Seems legit.
So far, so good.
For the purposes of this regulation, there is a gathering where two or more people are present together in the same place in order to engage in any form of social interaction with each other or to undertake any other activity with each other. So that's no go fish, that's no Monopoly, that's no Uno, that's no Twister.
Just a little insight into what Simo gets up to in his spare time.
Look.
Just fishing while playing Monopoly and Twister all at the same time.
Do what you're good at, is what I say. and it goes on. This is where I think we run into trouble.
Okay, sorry, I'm just looking at your screen there. You've got a picture of a massive bear. Is that, or is that something unrelated?
Unrelated.
Okay, so, sorry. What is going on in the UK? They've got bears everywhere.
Reasonable excuses for this particular restriction.
Yeah.
Reasonable excuses include elite athletes, vulnerable people, and key workers. So if you fit that demographic...
Oh, so if you are an elite athlete, a vulnerable person, or a key worker...
A key worker, you can whip
you're
out...
You're allowed to gather in more than 2 to 3 people in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Whip out the playing cards, get the Twister mat out, you're fine.
Oh, I see what it is. You're just trying to pretend you're a professional Twister player.
Well, I don't know why they've picked those three. I mean, I guess the key workers, you know... They need to blow off some steam, so Uno's really good for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Snap. Wait, is that one of the games?
I don't know.
That's a card game, right?
Yeah.
Also, vulnerable people, like, I guess, you know, let them, they've, you know, probably reached a longer life so they can kind of still enjoy themselves with the time that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why they've picked them.
They can just go fishing whenever they want.
That's right. Plenty of Twister inside their own homes. That's mm-hmm. all good. And elite athletes, what do you reckon involved there? Why are they allowed to socially interact with each other inside their own houses?
Inside their own bed.
Yeah, well, you know, if that's where you play...
Oh, come on. You've been doing this these innuendos this whole talk break.
If that's,
don't think you weren't thinking it.
If that's where you play Cluedo, you know, and that's where they're located in the bedroom with the hammer...
Now I see why you made the Twister metaphor.
Yeah, probably just the elite athletes, I assume, because they're really, really good at that game.
Oh, I don't even know what to say now.
Draft. This is Rapunzel. You're on Snow FM. It's Simo, Jordan with you, just hanging out.
It's Simo and Jordan.
Draft, that was Rapunzel, more Aussie hip-hop for your throwbacks on your Tuesday. 9:30 now, Simo and Jordan with you.
And Simo, a lot of offices around the place do like sort of themed days. I don't know if you've noticed this.
Yes.
Yeah, but kind of to improve staff morale.
Casual Fridays is a thing. People whip out the jeans.
Yeah. I mean, we wear jeans every day, so we're always casual.
Yeah, but you and I, we are fortunate.
We don't have a job.
Check your privilege. We always should.
One of my old workplaces did a footy show. Shirt Friday, so
oh, right.
Not every Friday, but I think it was the last Friday of every month.
That makes sense.
During the footy season, you'd come in wearing your footy team's shirt.
Actually, it's worth a mention as well. We've got a work colleague here that wears his Frio scarf at all hours of the day, and we let it go.
Yeah.
we let it happen.
Yeah, we just let it go.
Yeah.
Well, Simo, you had a bit of an idea to create one of these such dress-themed days yesterday.
Yeah, well, it was from the brain of myself and also Ems from Admin. So we've got Rachel G from Admin, and we've also got Ems, the stationary queen here in the building.
Uh-huh, and the idea was?
So mustard Mondays. So wear a mustard-orientated piece of clothing to kick off your week.
So what that is, if you don't, it's sort of mustard the colour, sort of a bit of a yellowy colour, I guess, would be the best way of saying it.
Yeah, you know, it's more popular on a meal than it is on a person, typically.
Yes, normally if you've got mustard on your shirt, it's a bad thing. You're eating like a hot dog and you've spilt it everywhere.
That's right. So However, there are items of clothing in that colour.
Well, Simo, there was a bit of a controversy yesterday for the first Mustard Monday.
Big time, yep.
Because a couple of people in the office did come in wearing mustard-coloured shirts,
We had an uprising.
Yes.
Because mine was a bit too tan.
So, Simo, so everyone else in the office came in wearing like a mustardy yellow-coloured shirt. Yours was more, I think the colour of like a Hessian sack would be the best way, I reckon, of describing it, which you claimed was mustard.
It was a Hessian sack if it had kind of been out in the sun and covered in mustard for a little while, for sure.
Well, look, you claimed it was mustard.
Yeah.
I'm staying completely neutral in this. I'm Switzerland.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm completely neutral. Hmm. But I know...
Well, you were wearing maroon.
I know, I was well off. But I know that some people in the office weren't necessarily happy with your behaviour.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard this, but I think they recorded a bit of a message.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, hell. Okay.
Hi, it's Rachel G from Admin.
It's Ems.
It's Erin.
I was really looking forward to Mustard Monday.
I woke up at 5 a.m. to pick my favourite yellow jumper
and iron it.
Got to make sure it doesn't have any creases.
I skipped to work with a spring in my step.
Then when I got here, I saw Simo and my heart broke.
Mine broke as well.
I was shocked.
I was devastated.
I almost fell over with devastation.
Simo, the creator of Mustard Monday,
wasn't wearing a mustard-coloured jumper.
Or shirt.
Or pants.
Or underwear.
He wasn't wearing anything.
Well, he was wearing clothes. He wasn't nude.
They just weren't mustard colour.
He claimed his shirt was mustard colour. He said it was Bavarian mustard.
It wasn't.
Seriously, what the f*** even is Bavarian mustard?
I only eat Dijon.
I guess this Mustard Monday just wasn't meant to be.
I don't know what to do.
I was going to eat a hot dog, but that just reminded me of mustard.
I guess I'll just cry.
And use this mustard-stained napkin to wipe away my tears.
They're heartbroken, Simo.
Yeah, I mean,
So that was Erin, Ems the Stationary Queen, and Rachel G from Admin.
Look, what I have managed to achieve is I've managed to unify the entire building.
Yeah, I'm not sure you wanted it unified against you, though.
Look, I do what I can, but also it's worth a mention that I'm really happy that I've managed to foster a, I guess, an inclusive workplace. That really feels good.
Well, Simo, I'm also very happy to say that after the girls in question recorded that message, we had a bit of a discussion and we came up with perhaps a potential punishment for you for not wearing mustard on Mustard Monday.
Oh.
I made a few calls.
All right. Yeah, nice.
And we'll get into that next,
I was going to say, because this, that also, that's with that premise of being able to punish me in kind of, you know, insinuates that you have some kind of power over me, Jordan.
Yes. It does.
Which is not the case.
Simo and Jordan.
Holding nothing back this morning, the pot bellies on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you 20 minutes on the way to your 10 o'clock.
And Simo, look, we're right in the middle of a bit of a trouble time here on the Simo and Jordan show.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely.
So, Simo, yesterday you...
It's in turmoil.
Yesterday you decided to invent a thing, Mustard Monday, that everyone in the office wears a mustard colour jumper or shirt.
It was a whole week in preparation. Mm-hmm. Came up with it a week prior and it went off without a hitch.
I wouldn't say that.
Everyone participated quite well.
Yeah, and I agree.
And I've managed...
With one noticeable exclusion.
Hey, do what I say, not what I do.
So, Simo, everyone in the office was wearing a mustard colour, like a yellowy colour jumper yesterday.
Mm-hmm, on a Monday for the alliteration.
You, however, decided not to.
Yeah.
You claimed that it was that your jumper, your shirt was mustard colour. It was more a kind of brown. Think sort of like a Hessian sack, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
sort of
it was
colour,
a little bit. It was a little bit too had too much going on. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit. I went in too hard.
So Zemo, we've already heard that Rachel G from Admin, M's the Stationary Queen, and Aaron, plus a whole couple of other people here working in the office, were a bit disappointed with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So without you knowing, we kind of got together.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of dreamt up a bit of a punishment.
You dreamt up a punishment.
You know, for not obeying the rules that you set for Mustard Monday.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, Simo, beauty salons are opening up again.
Yes.
From the COVID-19 restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of thought maybe getting a bit of a procedure done, like a waxing or something.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Could be a good punishment. So, yeah. Simo, yesterday,
interesting
I
thought.
Made a bit of a phone call.
Oh, cool.
To see if I could book you in to get a certain area of the body waxed.
All right, right on. How did it go? Did it go well?
Well, you've got it there.
Good morning, Snowy Mountains Natural Health and Beauty. You're speaking with Amy.
Oh, hey, my name's Jordan. How are you?
Good, Jordan. How are you?
Good, good. I was just inquiring about something. I've got mm-hmm. this... There's no other way of saying it. Just a very hairy friend.
Yeah.
He's got a really hairy chest. Like, imagine like a okay. mammoth. And then like times the mammoth by like 10.
Oh, interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Super hairy. So I was wondering, could I book him in for a chest? Oh, well, do you guys do, like, chest waxing?
Yes, we do. We do that quite often.
Mm.
So has your friend actually had a wax before?
I don't know, actually. I think he has, but not his chest. He's had other parts of the body. But I could be wrong.
Okay, then no problems. What we could do is we could pop him in this afternoon. I've had a cancellation. Mm-hmm. Can bring him in. We can have a chat. And I think we'll just assess the situation as he comes in and we'll see if he feels comfortable with it. How does that sound?
Yeah, he does have, like, a very hairy chest. So you might need some kind of industrial-style wax.
No, he'll be fine. It'll be fine. It won't. I'm sure it won't be a problem.
And just out of interest, so all the parts on the body, is the chest one of the more painful areas to get waxed? Like, out of 10, how painful is it?
It really depends on the length of the hair and the person's
it's quite
pain
long.
Tolerance, to be honest, Jordan.
Mm. Yeah. It's quite long. Like, we could, like, make dreadlocks out of some of his chest hair.
Oh, my gosh. I'd probably be more inclined to trim the hair a little bit up in length first so it isn't as painful for your friend.
I've got
the feeling you actually want it to be painful for your friend.
Yes.
Yeah, let's book him in this afternoon
and then
let's have a chat and get together and just see what we can do.
Oh, interesting. Well, I'm glad you've really gone in on the details there, Jordan.
I just wanted to make sure they're all on the same page.
Yeah, you want to make sure everyone's very well informed.
Well, Simo, let me put this on your head.
Yeah, yeah.
You can, it is 100% your choice.
Mm, of course.
You can.
Of course it is.
Disappoint everyone.
Thank you for letting me know that it's entirely my decision.
You can disappoint everyone again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
By not going and getting your chest wax, or we are booked in a little bit later on today.
No. You guys have proved who you were with. You're against me, so nah. I'm against all of you. Bring it. I will take you all on for the rest of my life.
Not going to lie, I kind of expected you to say that.
Yeah.
Simo, we're not actually booked in.
Yeah, good.
They were booked out for a couple of weeks. I couldn't get you in.
That's what I figured.
A lot of people wanting procedures done now that the beauty salons have reopened.
That's what I figured. I'll also mention that I'm like the kid, with nits who no one wants to play with in the sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I've been made an outcast. I need to be allowed, everyone needs to allow me to shave my head, fix my nits and get me back on the monkey bars and be part of the crew. You've separated me, you've isolated me, you've left me by myself.
Gee, can someone get Simo an Oscar, please, for this acting?
This is Why Does It Always Rain On Me?
Oh, what a song choice as well. This wasn't meant to play, you picked this, haven't you?
It's Travis. Look, honestly, I'm just going to, do you want to finish this? I'm going to go.
Oh, here's your Oscar, mate. And there's some flowers as well.
Simo and Jordan.
Travis, Why Does It Always Rain On Me? Snow FM, Simo and Jordan here with you. And, look, we have run into a bit of a spot of bother here, I'm not going to lie. Simo, not too pleased, shall we say, with what has happening just before. If you missed it, so Simo created an idea, Mustard Monday. Everyone wears a mustard-coloured shirt. That was what we were going to do just around the office yesterday. Simo quite noticeably then didn't wear a mustard shirt and was unhappy when everyone else was was not happy with him. So kind of he's staged a bit of a boycott and he's left the studio. So it's just kind of me. So, yeah, I mean, we've still got a couple of minutes to fill with no Simo. Just waiting for we've got a phone call. This is unusual and definitely not planned. Good morning. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
Hello. Is that Simo?
Yes. Who's this?
It's. I mean, I get the feeling you know who it is. It's your co-host, Jordan. Hello. Hello. All right, I have no idea what's going on, but one thing I do know for sure is the fact that there is no Simo, it means I get to choose the music. This one, the anthem, Good Charlotte, plays in full next.
Simo and Jordan.
Good Charlotte, the anthem, Snow FM, Simo and Jordan here with you, and we have managed to get on the phone the elusive Simo. Simo, where have you gone? I was looking for you in the office. You have actually left.
Yeah, I left because you're being so mean. Plus, I leave you alone for 10 minutes and you play the anthem.
It's a good song.
Why am I not surprised?
It's a good song. Like, I know you don't like it, but it's a good song. Well, Simo, look, you have left the studio. I didn't realise that we were crossing a line perhaps this morning. So please take this olive branch that I'm offering. And can we...
You're offering... No, hold up. It's always been you and me... Right, together against the
just going to fade Simo down. We'll just reconvene with him in a moment once he's finished talking.
Teamed up with the admin people.
Nope, he's still going, so I'll just fade him down again. And let's check if he's still going.
I don't you dare.
Simo and Jordan will be back tomorrow to do it all again. Simo, please accept the olive branch that I'm offering so we can come and do a show for the rest of the week.
I will talk to you tomorrow.
Good, because we're 30 seconds over. We don't have time now.
See you later.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.